Welcome to the Local Business Playbook. I'm Alex, and today we're talking about something massive, literally, happening right here in Jacksonville, Florida. We're covering Bridgestone Americas and their $85 million tire logistics center along POWMEA Memorial Parkway. And I'm Jamie. Okay, I have to say, when I first heard the number $85 million, I did a double take. Like, that is a serious investment in our city. And I think a lot of Jacksonville locals might be driving past this thing without fully realizing what's going on over there, right? And that's exactly why we wanted to cover it. Because on the surface, it's like, okay, it's a big warehouse for tires. But when you dig into what this actually means for the local economy, for jobs, for Jacksonville's position as a logistics hub, it's a really compelling story. Totally. And Bridgestone Americas is not a small player here. This is one of the largest tire and rubber companies in the world. So when they decide to plant an $85 million flag somewhere, that somewhere matters. And they chose Jacksonville, which honestly, when you think about it, makes a lot of sense geographically. You've got the port, you've got the highway infrastructure, the rail access. Jacksonville has quietly become one of the most strategic logistics locations in the Southeast. Quietly is the right word. I feel like Jacksonville doesn't always toot its own horn the way some other Florida cities do. But from a supply chain and distribution standpoint, this city is incredibly well positioned. So let's talk about the facility itself. This logistics center sits along POWMIA Memorial Parkway, which is a major corridor on Jacksonville's west side. And we're talking about a large-scale distribution operation designed specifically to move tires, receiving them, storing them, and getting them out to dealers and retailers across the region. And when you think about the scale of tire distribution, it's kind of mind-blowing. Tires are bulky, they're heavy, you need serious square footage and serious infrastructure to handle that kind of inventory efficiently. This isn't just a loading dock. It's a highly coordinated operation. Exactly. And the $85 million investment reflects that. You're building out not just the physical structure, but the technology, the systems, the equipment to make it all run smoothly. Modern logistics centers are really tech-driven operations at this point.
Oh, that's such a good point. People hear warehouse and they picture like forklifts and shelves. But these facilities today have sophisticated inventory management systems, automated processes. It's genuinely impressive stuff.
And from a jobs perspective, a facility of this scale brings significant employment to the area. You're looking at warehouse and logistics roles, management positions, transportation and distribution jobs. These are real, stable careers for Jacksonville residents.
Which matters so much for the Westside community specifically. That corridor along POWMIA Memorial Parkway has seen a lot of economic development investment, and having a major employer like Bridgestone anchored there is a big deal for the people who live and work in that part of the city.
Absolutely. And it's not just the direct jobs either, it's the ripple effect. You've got suppliers, contractors, local businesses that serve the employees, transportation companies that work with the facility. One big investment like this creates a whole ecosystem of economic activity.
The multiplier effect. I love talking about this because I think people underestimate how much a single large employer can energize a local economy. It's not just the jobs inside the building, it's the lunch spots nearby, the fuel stations, the staffing agencies, all of it.
Right? And Bridgestone as a company has a long history of investing in communities where they operate. They're not just dropping in a building and walking away, they tend to become part of the fabric of the local business community.
And Jacksonville has really been on a roll attracting these kinds of major corporate investments. Between the port expansions, the Amazon facilities, and now Bridgestone, there's a real story here about Jacksonville positioning itself as a premier logistics destination.
It really is a momentum thing. Once you get a few major players in, others take notice. Site selectors and corporate real estate teams look at where companies like Bridgestone are putting their money, and that influences future decisions.
So it's almost self-reinforcing. Jacksonville gets a win, that win attracts the next win. I think that's a really important thing for local business owners and residents to understand. These big investments have long-term implications for the whole city's trajectory.
And from a small business perspective, that's actually relevant too. When your city is growing as a logistics hub, there are opportunities for local entrepreneurs, whether that's in transportation, in services, in supporting industries. A rising tide really does lift boats here.
Wait, I want to go back to something for a second. The location on POWMIA Memorial Parkway. That road has a really significant name. Can we just acknowledge that for a moment? It's named in honor of prisoners of war and those missing in action. And having a major economic development project on that corridor feels meaningful in a community sense.
Yeah, that's worth pausing on.
Jacksonville has a deep military heritage. We're home to NAS Jacksonville, Mayport, Blount Island, and the community takes that seriously. Having that corridor named the way it is, and seeing it become a center of economic vitality, there's something fitting about that.
Totally agree.
It's a reminder that economic development and community identity aren't separate things. They're connected. The best development projects respect the character and history of the places they're built in.
Well said. Okay, so big picture, what do you think the main takeaway is for our listeners on this one?
I think it's this. Jacksonville is not waiting around. The city is actively attracting major corporate investment, and Bridgestone's $85 million tire logistics center is a prime example of what that looks like in practice. It means jobs, it means infrastructure, it means Jacksonville is being recognized on a national and even global stage as a serious place to do business.
And for anyone who's a local business owner or thinking about starting something in Jacksonville, pay attention to what's happening on that West Side corridor. Where the big players go, opportunity tends to follow.
Exactly. Keep your eyes open and your business plans ready. All right, that's going to do it for today's episode of the Local Business Playbook. If you want to learn more about what's happening in Jacksonville's business community, the investments, the opportunities, the stories behind the growth, head over to our website. All the details are there, along with resources for local entrepreneurs. We'll see you next time.